Let them go. Radio.
Another thing that
Oh dear, let's see here. Okay. Come on here. Back and hold it. Okay, there we go. Okay, Mari is on with us here live, and I did something really interesting here, guys. This is one of her podcast shows. There we go. She's got her on here with us. And I'm having one of these technical issues here where I am trying to figure out how to close the podcast off here so we can actually get Mari with us live here, because we're going to talk about this one on forgiveness, and it's like, okay, all right, now I got a little bit of a... okay. Oh, goodness. Right. Oh, dear. Okay, let's see. Right. Okay, let's see. Okay. Because see, I've got it, and it's like it's show number 48 here, and this is absolutely what we're going to be this is absolutely what we're going to be talking about today. Okay, I'm here with this, and it's like okay, there we go. Come on, oh stop. Okay, let's see. It's got to play. It's got to stop. It's like okay, I stopped that one, but it's still going. Oh, man, this is like, okay, I'm not sure how to do that. Let me see what happens if I actually log out of this, if I close it. And it didn't let me close it. Okay, I actually closed the page. I closed the page, and it's still going strong here. I'm like, oh, dear. Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to be doing that. Oh my goodness! Okay, let's see if I can. I'm not sure what folks are hearing here because like I'm talking with you on the secrets. Okay, come on, let's see. Okay, guys, if you can hear me here on this. Yes, this is really an interesting moment we're having because I'm talking with Mari on the phone. She's actually in on air with us and in the queue. And what I got into was trusting our. Oh, see, nope, that's not trusting our timeless secrets. It's like that was show 47. It's timeless secrets, Mari Beth and Harry Bloom. It's show number 48. And that's what's going on the podcast right now. And it's like, I'm not sure if our listeners can hear this. I'm not sure what they're hearing. It's like, I probably ought to go in. Can you hear it? Jen's in the chat room, and she's doing the laughing faces. First she's laughing, and now she's rolling on the floor laughing at me, going, Kelly's having one of those technological moments. It's like, yes, I am. Thank you, Jen. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's see. It's so silly, and it's a Sunday.
There's always a mirror image, and the mirror image was this. I have the same experience with Harry.
There's always a reason. This is true.
Oh,
my goodness. Well, at least it started over, so we're hearing it from the beginning. I just, like I said, I can't get it just to close off, so it's okay.
Oh,
I have a Toshiba satellite.
Something that looks like what's happening now.
Right.
That it happened in the past. And so we carry our story with us into this relationship.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm going to break because here's a poem I just discovered in among my books.
I feel like Jeopardy here.
In my book, Soul Talking. It's in, you know, one of the glimpses of a love.
Okay.
We see glimpses of a love we've cherished from afar. We've come a
okay, let's see the timeline. Okay. So how do I I've got it open on my tab across the top and I clicked the X and I closed it.
From every earthly battle.
You're hearing it. Okay.
Like two.
All righty. Let's see here. What I did was I pushed play, and it's like okay, and I don't see where to close it. It's like it says send a friend, leave a comment, download permalink, and I'm not sure where to close it. It's like I clicked on it. It's like when I click on the play, it does bring me up to a whoops, and it started over again. Okay, it clicked me over. No. Okay, hear it again. Okay, twice. Once, twice. Nope, and it started again. Shoot. Okay. Let's see. Oh, my. Like I said, yes, I feel like Darth Vader when he says, you know, this technological terror, and that's what I feel like. It's like me and computers. I'm supposed to be good with computers because I'm Aquarius, and it's like, apparently I'm not. Apparently I'm sucking it up today with the computers. Okay, close the browser. Okay, my concern is if I close the whole browser, I'm going to close Blog Talk Studio. because it's on here. So I can't totally do that here. Let's see, link copy, email, download. Let me see if I can do, no, I don't want to download. I'm looking for the, oh, wait a minute, here we go. Ha, there we go. Ha.
This is our the shows are just rapidly going by.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Oh, I got a plan here.
Okay.
There we go. I think I did something hopefully clever. And I stuck it all the way to the end, so hopefully it's going to go to the end. Oh, dear. I'm getting you in duo and stereo here. Okay. Okay, it's got the pause, and it's got the... Okay, let's see.
There is never going to be an end.
It'll repeat. Oh, dear. Okay. Okay, I'm on the actual page and it says, you know, welcome. It looks like you're new to Podomatic. I'm going, yes, I am. I'm new to Podomatic. Here's a few things to try. Okay. And so, yeah, and I'm on the thing where it says pause. It's got the double little lines, right? And that should pause it. Okay. And I just clicked it, and it's given the little forward arrow play button, and it's not, it didn't do a thing. It's clicking it, it shows the pause, I'm clicking it, it shows the play, and it's like all on there. And there's no place really to stop it. It's like it's...
And he, it turned out, when I felt that sensation, when I heard that, it became knowledge in my brain. I really had to look inside myself.
Well,
how did I attract people?
Okay. Closing the browser means I go to the top on the tab and I click X, right?
And the mirror image was
Okay. So I clicked X.
I had the same experience with Harry. This had nothing to do things that were happening in that moment.
Wait.
This
I see what you're saying. Okay. I see. And I've got about five different tabs open here. Hang on. Running through all of them to find out where in the heck I'm at. Okay, let's close that one. Wait. There it is. No. Okay, cancel that one. Okay, there we go. Okay. So now with that one, I do. Okay, pause. Ha! There we go! I got a pause. Yay! We're on. Now the heck of it is, it's like I've we're on air, and it's like, and I lost you out of queue, Mari. So let me have you call back in. We'll get you back in queue. This is going to be one of those really. Yes, ma'am. Please, if you would. We'll see you in a few. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh my goodness. Okay, she's going to call back in here and. This has been one of those really interesting days when people can go, oh my goodness, yes, we always knew Kelly was a real technological, non-technological person. I hate to say a techie moron, but it's like, yes, I have just proved myself just how technological, you know, un-whatever I am here. So, yes, between Mari and her husband, aha, there she is. Mari's on live with us now. Whoops, she's about to be on live with us. If I can get there, it is. Mari, you're on live with us. Yay!
Yay. It's nice to be there.
Oh my God. I will say one thing. It's like I really like the, it's like, you know, the opening song, and then there was another song on there. I'm trying to think who the artist was. It was some West or something. It's like, you know, it was, the song was Forgiveness, and it's like I was listening to that and I was going, I would like our listeners to hear that, but I don't know how in the world to extract that. And I don't know if you have that, but anyway. It was really cool.
Well, that takes a very, very special engineer, as in my husband.
Yeah.
The best. He is the best. I have been blessed with the best engineer. He does all the music.
Cool.
The song, you're trying to figure out the name of the song. Let me just see and check my notes here. I perhaps have that. And then again, I might not.
Like I heard Harry announce it. He said that was I think he said Matthew West or something like that, and the song was Forgiven.
That's right. That's
and
right.
it was really, yes. Really awesome. Anyway, today, guys, in case you haven't figured out, we have Mari Best on with us. We've had her on a couple times already through her podcast. So, and yes, you can find her podcast by typing in maribest.com, and it'll take you to her page, and you'll get to hear that whole podcast on forgiveness. But today, she's going to talk with us live here on Psychics Gone Wild about that.
And that's what it's all about. You see, you have to forgive yourself for all the buttons you press wrongly.
Literally.
It was just a slip of the finger. And we are very hard on ourselves sometimes, and forgiveness is very necessary, moment by moment.
Yes.
It's not just through the earth shattering things that happen. It's a moment process, and if we think about we hear what we're thinking about, we have to recognize at that moment, oh, I got to forgive myself for that thought, and move on.
So, yes, I've just lived through some of those moments where I'm going to have to forgive myself and hope that Jethro forgives me for this. Hope our listeners forgive me for this.
Jethro, you're right. Human.
Yeah,
just showing through.
Today. No walking on water for this girl, I'll tell you what.
Oh, dear. So
but
you have
really
specific questions regarding forgiveness.
Yeah, it's actually probably a pretty good example and demonstration of a way to start the show here on forgiveness. And then Mari's going to spend the rest of the time explaining how we're going to forgive ourselves, how I'm going to forgive myself for this major faux pas at the beginning.
Well, the very first thing is to take a deep breath.
Right.
And then remember that the moment is gone now. And the more that we hang on to that moment where things happen, the worse it gets. So, and the more more of our personal power is depleted. So,
right.
One of the things that I suggest to my people is this very simply. And if you think of all the things that you're upset about and you don't want to forgive someone for, imagine, if you will, that you have around your heart a very large metal ring, very strong metal ring, okay? Yep. Now picture yourself with bungee cords, a big handful of burnt bungee cords that represent all these things that you're upset about, the unforgiveness cords, shall we call them, and attach one to the ring around your heart. Then onto the ground, there's a big metal ring sticking out of the concrete ground. Right. Attach that on the bottom onto the ground. Each one of these, get them all attached. Just picture yourself standing there with this huge array of brightly colored bungee cords attached. Guess what? You're not moving anywhere. You're stuck. That's what unforgiveness looks like. Now, get yourself a nice pair of hedge-cutting shears. You know what they look like? They're very big and they're heavy, and you hold them in your hand, and you wrap it around one of the bungee cords, and you snap it. And when you do, you're releasing that stuff, that thing called unforgiveness, and you're just letting it go. And with each one you snap, just let it go. Feel and imagine the experience of that sort of explosion of the cord as being the letting go of whatever it was that you were attached to in a non-forgiving way, because it's not doing anything but holding you back, attached where you are in life. And so what good is it doing? None at all.
Right.
It's not that you are saying to the person or the situation it's okay. It's just simply that you no longer choose to have the attachment to that. That's what forgiveness is about. That's the very bottom line on forgiveness. And we walk through our lives with these bungee cords of stuff.
Hanging out.
You know, yes. And guess what? The other people, anybody who's attached to that, have no idea that you're stuck in that place. Because
right. They're
just getting on with their lives, you know, now.
Right.
They've got their bungee cords too. You must remember. So the sooner you release them, the sooner your life will be a lot more
bungee cord free.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It sounds absolutely ridiculous, but it absolutely works. And I've watched it work over and over again in the processes that I've worked with. I have an example in the form of a poem that is a very personal poem that I believe I may have shared with Jethro before. However, I think it's a very significant thing. If you would like, I'll share it with you.
Yes, by all means.
It's entitled Journey's End to a New Beginning. When I started this glorious journey, my luggage was heavy for me. One by one, I opened each bag up and scrutinized all I could see. One bag held the end of a marriage, and it took a long time to go through. The man that I loved found another. Now, what was I going to do? As I carefully examined the contents of this bag that held all my dreams, I realized on close perusal that this liaison was not what it seems. For so long I had given my power to this man that I barely knew. I had bought the fact that he loved me, but it seems that this was not true. As I emptied this bag, I felt freedom, no longer a huge heavyweight. Now this type of self-deprecation, I chose never more to create. Now I looked in the scarcity bag, as bankruptcy I just declared. As I checked into all the dark corners, I realized that I was so scared. What was there to be afraid of? After all, I could no lower go. When I connected to this thought, the light was beginning to show. I just let go all of my worries. There was not left to worry about. Things could only get better. Of this, I had not a doubt. The next bag that I had to look at was the heaviest bag of all. It was laden with low self-worth issues that had caused me to finally fall. For so many years, I had chosen to travel the pity-me road. I felt prey to others' opinions and had taken them on as my load. It had taken a long time to conquer those terrible negative fears, which had caused me so often to settle for so many dull careers. Now, I'm clear where I'm going. I have tossed all that luggage away. I'm a powerful, passionate woman, and that's the way I'm going to stay. Each day, now my life is beginning. I'm excited, and you may ask why. After hanging so long on the edge, I found that I'm able to fly.
Awesome. I am so glad we have that in archives.
That one, that is so cool.
Yeah, it's in my book called Soul Talking, Wisdom and Rhyme, which is available through Amazon. It really kind of nutshells it. It's about recognizing your own power and how we give it away to every situation in our lives. Now, they're not always that big, but the small forgivenesses, as in being cut off in traffic, still add up.
Right.
So we have to keep good charge of what we do on a moment-by-moment basis. I keep saying that, but I can't say it strongly enough. Because that's what rips away all of our energy.
One of the things I've heard people say, the biggest problem I think people have with forgiveness is because so many people have the concept that when you forgive someone, it's the same as saying what they did to you is okay. And I've heard no, that that is not true. Just because you forgive someone does not make what they did to you okay. It's more like what it means is, you know, what you've been saying is that it releases us from carrying that negativity. So we get on with our life, and it's like, you know, literally we turn it loose and let, you know, God or the universe or whoever deal with that person. But we no longer, like you said, carry those bungee cords, carry those chains. And I think that's the biggest, hardest thing that people have in, you know, conceptualizing is just because you forgive doesn't make it okay what the other person did.
Absolutely.
Something like
absolutely.
That.
You're right. You're right. But your place is not about judgment, because once again, judgment is going to take
right.
you down another road of depletion in power. So
right.
you have to accept that that is something they did. That's not accepting what they did is right. It's accepting that they did it and have to move on. That's their journey. They're the ones that have to deal with what they did. And the more we stay focused on what they did that was wrong, guess what? The more it shows up in our life. So it's about
right.
our focus, too. Very, very important that we maintain an understanding of the focus that we're having. you know, it's like the blame trail. You know, oh my
right.
goodness.
The blame game.
If my mother
yeah.
hadn't done this to me, you know, well, your mom's long dead now. You know, you're still going to hang on to that old story. You know, hello,
right. yeah.
it's time.
That person shut
you know?
Down this planet. It's like, yeah, exactly. Oh. And you know, and that's what people get hung up on. So how do they, you know, kind of it's like forgiveness. How do people change those old tapes? You know, how sometimes it's the nuts and what I call the nuts and bolts and stuff. How do you let go of it? It's like, you know, because people always have those, you know, the thoughts will come up and this and that. You know, so the how to is like, how do they let go of it?
Okay, well, one of the best ways that I've thought of is to change the story. Change the story. You know, when you think about it, everything that has happened a moment ago is now a story in your head. Okay, so what would the ideal story be? Instead of that guy cutting me off in traffic, it was, oh, that guy was wanting to get closer to me. Wasn't that nice? I know that sounds silly, but you know what I mean? I mean, there you are. You're
right, I got it.
Right. It
yeah.
brings the levity into it. It's already happened. It's gone. It's not doing you any good to hold on
right.
to it and be angry with that person. No, that
right.
person, what the person did was not right. But guess what? That's their journey, and they're going to find out what happens to them or what happens in their journey if they keep going that way. But
and then you drive down the road and you see him pulled over by the cop and they're getting a ticket and you go, uh-huh. Sorry.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Have a good day. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I tell you what I intend to do anytime somebody cuts me off in traffic or is zooming by at an unbelievably bad, you know, dangerous rate is I
right.
actually say a little prayer. I say, you know,
right.
this person is obviously troubled. They, you know, they're in some kind of fear zone.
Yeah,
and God, you know, protect them. Protect them from, you know, because that's more of a proactive experience for them.
Right. Right.
And
protect
yeah.
me, God, from the nuts behind the wheel.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Every, I mean, like, for every day, I mean, if we're talking about traffic now, every day I get in my car, my husband and I both together will say what I call the motorist prayer, you know, God grant me a safe journey, steady hands, and watchful
yep.
eyes, and let everyone be safe while I'm passing by. And, you know,
there you go.
There's something very freeing about that. So that when that
yeah.
person does come along and cut us off, whatever, I then go from that to praying that they do have a safe journey, you know. Hey, nobody is really intending anything, any harm. They just are so focused on their trouble and what's going on in their life that they don't see the whole picture. That's why focus
right.
is necessary. So necessary. that we recognize what's going on in our minds.
Right. That makes sense. That song popped to mind. It's like, I can't remember who did it, but it's like, remember that one, you know, every morning I wake up before I put on my makeup. So, yeah, we can do that, and we can also include that traffic prayer there, too. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. It's a very powerful little prayer, and, you know, it doesn't hurt to repeat it.
Exactly.
You know, it's I know that when
daily.
I have a little girl
hourly.
That I am a mentor. Sorry?
I said daily and hourly if necessary, yes.
Yes. I have a little girl that I'm a mentor to, and she now, when she gets in my car with me, she says a prayer herself. She's only 10 years old, you know. So I think that's pretty neat that she's picked that up, you know.
Totally, yeah.
So, you know, we have to step out of the blame zone and recognize that it's not helping us at all. And I, in fact, have just written an article about blame. It's going to be going into the newspaper this week. I'll read a little bit of it too, because it's funny. I hope that your dog enjoyed eating your homework, and now let's get on to the meat of the situation. That's how it starts out, you know, because we've got so much time that we're spending discussing our past and all the terrible things that have happened to us. Oh, who cares,
right. You
know?
Right.
Who cares? Yes, they made you who you are today, and perhaps some of the things have ended up to be somewhat negative. But that all, once again, comes back to choice. We do have a choice,
right.
Moment by moment. And that is my biggest banner. Give choice a voice. When you feel that
choice,
place,
oh,
when you're going to that place of, I'll never forgive her for doing that to me, or I'll never, you know, whatever. Hey,
right.
That should be a big red flag should come up and say, no, that's only going to screw with me. That's not going to do anything to her. She's just going to go on about her business. So, and I have known people who have gone through forgiveness in some of the grandest of areas, and I mean remarkable areas, as in a friend whose daughter was murdered, and he, the father, was able to go to that place of forgiveness toward the gentleman who murdered her, even though the gentleman had actually been part of their lives for quite a while. There was a personal, you know, involvement there. But he had to do it for his own sanity. Yeah,
right.
He never said what he did was okay. But I think that's probably one of the most outstanding forms of forgiveness that we can find, is when brutal murder has taken place and, you know, the hurt and the pain that goes beyond that. So if someone can do it in those conditions, we can all do it. In the most trivial of conditions.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You know, and there was a thing that broke on the news, and it's like, I seem to be the last to know things, and it's like, I found this out, it happened like 3 months ago. Apparently, somewhere back east, this guy had literally held three women, like, captive and hostages for like 10 years. And just, you know, brutalized them, you know, done all that stuff. And it's like, and the little blurb that I saw on it was the little gal who was like 4'7", faced him in court, you know, it's like, and all three of these ladies are reclaiming their lives, going, you know, we don't care, you know, what he did to us. It's like, what he did does not define who we are or anything else, and we are taking our lives back. I'm going, man, that's huge. That is, you know, it's like, you think about it, it's like, man, if you'd have been kept in chains for 10 years, it's like, you know, 11 years for the, you know, the oldest one, it's like, you know, how would you come out of that? And it's like, they're really literally making their minds over.
And that's the very first thing that they have to do. They have to do it. It's just But it's not automatic, and it needs to be really, really gently surrounded with lots of love, you know. That's another thing that
right.
has to be sent out, love. That's a hard yeah. one to go sometimes, you know. But it's all connected.
Yeah, and I come from the scripture point where it says, you know, love thy enemies and pray for those who persecute you, and you go, you know, you don't really think about it until you read something like that and go, wow, that's really huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's really, really, really yeah. huge.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, here's the other things that happen with when we go to a place of holding on to stuff. We begin to get sick. Our body begins to break down in all ways. Cancer, always related,
right.
always related to some form of non-forgiveness,
negativity.
Some form of holding on to some hurt. So
wow,
yeah, that's huge.
That
and,
is
yes. And I've had
especially many people have cancer today. You know, it's like, and I mean, you know, some they say, well, it's like, you know, it's caused by this. There's some, you know, supposedly some physiological, you know, stuff in our environment. But that's I have heard that, and not just for cancer, but also they've actually traced things where they've said medical science has said that they look at patterns of behavior in families, and people who come from, like, you know the type A personality, type B personality, type C personality, all this, that some are more prone to arthritis, some are more prone to, you know, different, they have actually have segregated it out or segmented it out to different mental attitudes are actually associated with dis-ease and unhealth in the body.
Well, I have a prime example of that, and I'll preempt what I'm just getting ready to say, but that my husband and I both are reconnective healers. That we are, and I went through. I don't know if you know anything about reconnecting or reconnective healing. However, I went through a process the first of this year. I was extremely ill, and 5 minutes after the process. The illness was a malady that had come through my life since I was 6 years old, and it was a form of bronchial pneumonia, and I couldn't speak, and I was feeling very, very ill. And I went through the process of reconnective healing from a healer local to us here in Sonoma.
Wow.
5 minutes after she left the house, and just, oh, I should say, let me back up a second. Just before she left the house, she turned to me and she said, Mari, you might want to talk to that little six-year-old child.
Wow.
She knew what she meant, and I knew what she meant. She didn't need to elaborate. And I went,
right.
Dragged my silly, tired, miserable self up. And I went and I looked in the mirror. And I looked in the mirror. And I saw myself as a six-year-old child, and I began to speak to that child, and my voice was full and whole, and my body had no illness in it, none at all. It had gone, and I knew intuitively that that malady would never return to me. I know that without any shadow of a doubt, I'll never have that again, but it all was related to a molestation when I was 6 years old.
Oh boy!
I lost my voice and everything else. So I furthermore, I was able to sing better because my voice came back in school. You know, a lot of good things happened. But that's also, you see, about forgiveness, and that brought the forgiveness and everything else in there too. That's what I needed to do.
What's really interesting, I know I have some people in chat here listening. I'm going, okay, so do you do reconnective healing yourself, or is that something you've learned?
Yes.
Is that, okay, cool.
Yes, I am. Both Harry and I are certified in that. Yes.
Nice. Okay.
How
do people, would they just go on your website, or how do people get a hold of you to get a treatment? And do you have to do it in person, or can you do it at distance?
Well, we can do it at distance, and we can do it over Skype. I have, in fact, worked with my nephew all the way in Spain through Skype, and in moments he's gotten, yes. And so the way to get in touch with me would be through my website, and that's Mari, mahridest.com. mahridest.com. And that's the best way to get in touch with me. But also,
okay.
I really recommend that when you do go to the website, that you click on the archives of the shows, and you can hear a lot of the things that will help you. And also, Dr. Eric Pearl, who is the founder of Reconnective Healing. I interviewed him several times on my show, and after I went through the process, and he's just a powerful gentleman and well worth looking into what he does.
Cool.
And the amazing advances in medicine that have come through. So there you are.
Energy.
And,
yeah, I mean, and that's
and
what amazes me is,
yeah,
is we're,
and
get, we're getting,
see,
you know. Go ahead.
Sorry. And you
yeah.
see, it is all connected to forgiveness. Every part of that is
right.
connected to forgiveness too, because you
right.
know it has to be in. It's part of the package.
Yep.
And of course, choice.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually remember that's part of, you know, for me it's like that's part of Lord's Prayer where it says, you know, forgive those who trespass against us, you know, as we want to be forgiven. So I'm like, that's big. That too is big.
Yes.
It's like there's so many of the things that have been here for centuries, you know, that have just
yes.
have been said so many different ways, you know, whether it's the secret, whether it's the Bible, whether it's a secret, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, it's like we come back to that same fundamental knowledge over and over. It's like, you know, just said, I look at it like the Baskin Robbins ice cream shop of life. It's like, if you're not getting this message as pistachio, maybe we can give it to you as chocolate mint, you know? But it's the same, very similar, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You create your own flavors in life. This is absolutely
right.
the truth. It is a choice. It's a choice whether you're joyful. It's a choice whether you're miserable. It's a choice whether you're mean. You know, it's all a choice. These things are all, you know, you're choosing. And breathing is a huge part of it, too. Taking a nice, big, deep breath can bring us onto a much better plane when we're frustrated, upset, angry, and not feeling in a forgiving mode, shall we say. And a nice big
right.
deep breath will help that.
Breathe
that
in. Breathe,
always says to you, breathe. Breathe.
Breathe.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I've got
see,
one of those
horrible
blonde jokes for that.
Yeah. Every time I think about when I see people or I hear people saying, you know, I'll never forget so and so. I just think, yeah, and I see that leg dragging behind you. You
yeah.
know, holding on to the bungee cord.
Right.
Going around in circles.
Oh.
That's the thing. Yeah. And
that makes yeah. That does that
it's
makes
a
that
wonderful,
makes so much
yeah.
Yeah, wonderful and,
to
and
feel
I've got
free.
I've got a question. I've got a question here really quick because I do Reiki. It's like, you know, but this is the first time I've ever heard of this, the Dr. Pearl. It's like, I'm going to have to go look that up now. I'm going, wow. Cause I've been working in, I'll say just, you know, body arts and healing arts and, you know, energy stuff for a long time. And, yeah, I've been spending a lot of time at home actually as a single parent, but it's like, wow, it sounds so cool. One of the things that I guess maybe I'm adamant about is, The teacher that taught us Reiki, she said you never want to cut cords because if you don't, you know, if people don't finish the process and go in and pull the root out, it's kind of like I'll say topping your carrots or something like that. You know, it's like you cut the tops off of your, you know, root vegetables in your garden, but if you don't go out, you know, back out and harvest them and pull the rest of that out of the ground, that sometimes energetically things that you have had put in there, you know, things that are in there attached to you energetically can also cause diseases. And I mean, I've seen this with several people that, you know, once they said, oh yeah, I cut that cord. And I was like, well, but you didn't pull the rest of that out, did you? And it's like, and you pull it out and all of a sudden they go, oh, wow, I feel free. I was like, going, So this is what I call the weed your garden exercise. If you're going to cut the cord, make sure you pull the root.
Excellent, excellent spot. I like that a lot. And the one thing that you will find when you investigate the reconnective healing process is that they're working with the DNA. And the scientists now are proving that when the DNA is being worked on, it is going back to its original form in its wholeness. So even whether you believe in lifetime after lifetime or after lifetime, which I happen to do, this is absolutely going back to source. And it's correcting all of the defects in the DNA.
That is way back to the beginning. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and the really interesting thing to me is actually because I'm a Greg Braden fan. You know, he came out with that. It's in the Isaiah, back in 2000, he came out with that book, you know, The Isaiah Effect. And he said how there's 39 books of the Bible that are missing after the third century, and then three of them are still in there with, quote, corrections. But a lot of the stuff that was there, they didn't manage to scrub out everything where it talked about, you know, that we do, you know, we do live again, that we do, you know, we have, like reincarnation. It doesn't use that word, but it's like, you know, we do
called
live
life
again
everlasting.
Anytime. Right. Yeah.
Eternal.
Not just on the spirit. Yeah, eternal life. Not just on the spirit,
right.
But that we reincarnate. Again, I mean, one of the places they couldn't scrub out was the place where Christ had the transfiguration. And it's like his disciples were with him and said, you know, he was talking with Moses and Elijah. And they said, oh, we'll build three tents. And he went, no, tell the vision to no one until after the Son of Man has arisen. So it's like they were still with him. You know, it's like in, you know, they his people saw who they, you know, he was talking to and went, oh, you know, they're here. And then he talked about John the Baptist was, I don't know, I think Elijah or somebody like that. It's like he you know, flat out said that. I was like, huh, okay, that's really interesting. It's one of those places they forgot to edit.
It's true. You know, I'm just looking right at this moment for a particular, okay,
point. I understand that. It's like, let's see, someplace in my notes, I have this that I want to mention. It's like, because I do that too. It's like, if I don't mention, if I don't write it down, I lose it. And I go, dang, I was going to say that. And it's like, and I totally forgot. And it's like, let me find this in my notes. Yes. Totally understand this.
this I wrote just a couple of weeks ago, and it's entitled Borderless World. And it says, I long for a borderless world where everyone knows who they are. There's no need at all to compare. Each one of us part of each star, and each star that we are a part of is emitting a love-fueled light. We recognize we are responsible for keeping that light shining bright. There's never a need in a borderless world to lock up our treasures and stuff. We would all have a natural knowing that for everyone there is enough. Because all of our stuff belongs to us all. When we should release it comes clear. We're given a feeling of time to let go, and there's no feeling of fear. In a borderless world, we love all. Unconditional love, barring none. Methinks I've created paradise, blessing everyone under the sun. And that's sort of, to me, it says it all. It's about when you're free and you're forgiven and you just let go of all that stuff, be it belongings or be it the stuff of life in the way of unforgiveness, then, you know, wow, there's nothing, you can soar. You can truly soar. And be in paradise.
Can find you. No anchors to weigh you down. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. It's lovely. My husband
That's
and I
awesome.
Both, throughout our lives, and on several occasions, given up, given away everything we've owned and just taken off with whatever we could put in our cars that was absolutely, you know, our
necessary,
life. Right. Necessary. And we, and in fact, did it just before we left to come here to Sonoma, California. And I tell you, it was the best thing we can possibly do. However, along with that came inner work that needed to be done. And so, thus, the healing, the reconnected healing has been part of our lives. And remembering to forgive. Forgive and forget and move on.
Right. No, and I think that's the part that's the other part of the forgive and forget is that people have a problem with is the forgetting. They go, well, if I forget it, who's going to take care of it? It's like, well, if you turned it over to God, really and truly, if you turn it over to God and you gave that burden to Him, He's not going to forget because that's His job. It's like somewhere it's written down in, it's not your place to judge. It's like, He'll take care of that, yada, yada. The other part that I've come across recently is that the gentleman, Joel Osteen, and it's like, I know, a lot of people, some people love him, some people hate him, but he's really got a good point in the sense of, he said, when we talk, and when we talk out loud, of course, this goes back again, you read the Bible in undertone day and night. But he said, we believe our own words that we say more than what anybody else says about us. So, it's like, and he talks about speaking victory. He says, if you're going to say something, not just nice, but he said, say something good about your future. And he gives, several examples of people who, have literally shot themselves in the foot with their own words. They go, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, it's like Maslow's self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like, well, you said it, and it's like, now we're going to help you make it real. The genie, the magic lamp, all those things. And it's like, it's true. And the more you look at it, the more you deal with it, it's like, the more it's true. So, how do people, like you say, forgive, how do you forget? What helps people to really forget and move on?
Well, one of the things that we, you and I have spoken about a lot is letting go. But the rest of the sentence is letting God. Let go, let God. And when you don't let God, that means that you're staying in the place of unforgiveness and you're not trusting God. Now, who wants to be in that space? Who really wants to be there? So if we're turning it over to God, then, hey, turn it over and trust God, And I have another little thing here too. It's entitled blame. Whenever we don't take responsibility for what's going on in our life, we blame everything outside of ourselves and cause ourselves nothing but strife. Whenever we're pointing a finger, three fingers point back at us. That single finger can cause us more harm than whatever began all the fuss. Just by being responsible for all that we get to see, we're clearly making good choices by trusting the one and the we. The one and the we are the me, and they are all exactly the same. So you see, there's no need to point, for it is us ultimately to blame.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called making choices. We really, really need to get that. We have to take responsibility for our lives.
Exactly.
And
it
starts with us.
Yeah. And sounds really similar to, I was trying to think what that guy's name was. It's like Joe something or other, the little firebrand. He was on The Secret. And he said, this is the hardest thing for, you know who I'm talking about. He said it's the hardest thing for us to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the hardest thing for us to go, I brought this on myself, whether it was, because he told about, everybody's got a story, it's like, I was, homeless, 15 years, blah, 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 and he says, but it's hard for us, and you look at people like that have been there, really been there, mm-hmm. done that, got mm-hmm. the t-shirt, whatever, and they turned it around because they turned around their thoughts. They took responsibility, that's what he called it. He said, you took responsibility for his own thoughts. He took responsibility for, what he was doing and acknowledged, I did. I brought this on myself because I did, blah. And he said that is the hardest pill for us to swallow, is that, we brought this on ourselves.
Right, and that Harry just said, that's Joe Vitale we're thinking of. So from The Secret,
yeah,
Joe Vitale. Yeah.
There we go.
And
yep.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. It's I think the minute that we step into the place of being responsible for what we're bringing into our lives, and when things occur that don't seem so swift, when we look at them and say, why am I inviting this into my life? And ask
right.
ourselves a question before we go blaming everybody else. Why am I experiencing this? What is it that I need to learn from this? Remember that there is gold in every single negative thing that happens. Everything. There's always a pot of gold somewhere around that. So look at
wow.
the gift that's in that happening. Look for the gift. And really take responsibility for welcoming it into your life. Now, like as I did with the malady that happened to me at the beginning of this year, that I honestly
right.
turned to my husband and said, you know, I really don't want to go on. I mean, I was totally not wanting to go on. And actually, I was angry with him for calling the healer. I was actually angry, but he couldn't hear me speak because I couldn't have a voice. So he would say that. But you see that I had to go through that process. And that's what
right.
brought this all to a real final understanding of, yeah, I'm totally responsible for this. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That strikes me as like, you know, and thank God that you have somebody in your life who cares enough to make you face, you know, face your whatever and go, no, I'm going to help you look in the mirror, dear, because I love you and I want you to go on. That's awesome.
Right.
That is really awesome.
Yeah, I'm very blessed. we're there for one another. But the thing is, we, you know, you and I are here for one another. We're all here for one another. And until we really get that, we're going to be going along
yeah.
in our own little zone saying, oh, he did it to me. She did it to me. Well, baloney. You did it to yourself, you know. I'm sorry. I speak the truth, you know. We need
yeah.
to find out.
What was I thinking to attract this in, and what can I think differently so I don't attract this in again? I think, you know, I think that,
yeah.
that's where it is. It's like, you know, is that, okay, what was I doing right before this happened, and what can I do? You know, that's the biggest thing is the change part is like, what can I do to not attract that in again? How do I change those thoughts so I don't keep bringing that same, you know, that same energy in, because I don't want that experience anymore. It's like, how do I let go of that? I mean, and that's where people get stuck is on the how to. How in the world do we let go of that? I'm still working on that. You know, it's like, how do I do that?
Yeah. Well, the first thing we have to ask ourselves is, what is the payoff for me in holding on to
yeah.
this? What could the
right.
possible
there
payoff
you.
Be in me holding on to this? And when
right.
when we're really honest with ourselves about that, you know, well, people are comforting me and people are paying attention to me if I'm whining, well, they'll only pay attention so long, you know. Finally,
right,
you have
exactly.
to give it over. Yeah.
Yeah.
You find yourself very much alone.
Yeah. See, and it makes sense. It's really, you know, historical studies, it's like my kids went through you know, like studying the Native Americans. And they had what they, you know, a lot of the tribes had what they called the talking stick. And the women in the tribe, you know, would gather in one of the teepees and they'd all sit in a circle. And it's like the only person who could talk was the person who was holding the stick. So it's like, you know, they would pass, 90 seconds. Oh, my goodness, this went by fast. You know, but they would each take a turn, you know, talking. And it's like, and after a while, if the same woman had the same issue over and over, her fellow sisters would then go, yes, let's like, and how can we help you, you know, get past this kind of thing? It's like, you know, you're having the same issue come up, you know, when you talk all the time and you're talking about it. So, and they, you know, they would do things once they got out of the circle to assist that person to 60 seconds. I love Blog Talk. Okay. Mari, tell us how to get a hold of you again here. Oh, this is way too short. It's like, oh, my goodness.
It's through maribest.com. MARIBEST.com. And
Alrighty.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and thank you for coming on. It was a little bit short notice there, but it's like this will be an archive for our listeners, and you know, some great poetry here. And it's like, I know we had our poetess Jan there in the room with us today. It's like, I said, yeah, that's what I call, she's got a rhyming angel, you know. when you talk in prose and rhyme, that's all the time.
Yeah,
you know? That's so cool. It was very cool.
But again, you know, thank you so much for being on with us today. It's like, this is an awesome topic, and it's like, I'm definitely going to go back and, you know, make sure you guys go back and listen to some of those other podcasts you did, and hopefully we might be able to have her back and talk a little more on this.
Thank you. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you so much. Okay, and they're about to kick us out here. So have an awesome day, everybody, and we will see you again on Psychic's Gone Wild.